Jeffrey Cleveland coming up now. We promised that we would talk about inflation again, and he is the director and chief economist for Peyton and Rigel. Jeffrey, thank you so much for joining us. What is your expectation for next week, given this elevated inflation number we have? I know it is in line with estimates, but it is still high.
Yeah, it's a very tricky situation for the FOMC, I think. Very high inflation, higher than, you know, policymakers expected for the year. Also, I have to issue a mea culpa, much higher than I had anticipated for the year. So we were also wrong in our forecast. But in recent months, looks like the market, expected higher inflation, was set up for that. So perhaps that's why you see the rally today. The task for the Fed, though, which is your question, they've delivered very explicit guidance on when they might lift off, right? They say maximum employment. So with inflation very, very high, question is, are they going to relax or somehow alter how they define maximum employment to say that, you know, we are much closer to it with, you know, quit rates very high, with job openings very high, with the unemployment rate at 4.2%. Is that close enough to open the door for liftoff? That's the thing that they have to wrestle with. It's the key thing in my mind. I still think we're not at full employment or close to maximum employment, in my view. But given where inflation is, maybe they adjust their take.
I mean, if we're not at maximum employment, how is it that we saw fewer jobless claims this week than any time since Richard Nixon was president?
Yeah, I think it all depends on how you define maximum, right? Which they did not give us an explicit numerical definition. But for me, you know, I look at that, and it's great. We have very few layoffs, so that's good news. We have a labor force participation rate, though, Matt, that's 61.8. We were on labor force participation over 63 pre-COVID. So, yeah, some of those people probably retired early, but not all of those folks. You know, when you look at that chart of labor force
participation. What is your view, Jeffrey, of the Great Resignation? We've written a story about it. Every major media outlet has tried to figure out what's going on here. So many people are telling me, you know what, the kids are just fed up. They're just not getting paid enough to keep up with rising prices, and they just are quitting. Is that how you see it too?
Well, where do you see a lot of the quits in the data? Okay, it tends to be in some of the lower wage industries. So things like food service, bars and restaurants. So that could be just a situation where there are some better wage options at different employers, and people are making the jump. It could be something like that. We looked yesterday, at the job openings data. Where are all the job openings available that people can jump to? The biggest increase in job openings since COVID began, you've got, the leisure and hospitality, which is, of course, where we saw the most job losses. So if we are coming out of this pandemic, it's not that unusual to see those job openings rise. But then also, Matt, manufacturing, trade, warehouse, all those areas that are tied in very closely to meeting the demand for goods that we've seen. We see this huge surge from consumers in the last 18 months in demand for goods. And there's been a lot of job openings and hiring in that area. To me, though, that's really unique to the pandemic. Once consumer spending normalizes, people go back to spending more on services, less on goods. I mean, how many home gyms do you need, Matt? The spending patterns will change, and then maybe demand in those industries will change. Job openings will come down. So it could be some noise in the quits data and also in the job openings.
Right. I'm really curious here about labor as well, because we did see that news coming out of Starbucks and the union vote. And I'm wondering if we're going to see more like this. Are we going to see more unionization, more strikes, more people that are asking for more as this labor market changes?
Yeah, I mean, one thing we've learned over the years is when the labor market gets hotter, right, when you get the unemployment rate falls below 5, down to 4, we think the unemployment rate will get to 3.5 next year. That's great for labor. That is usually great for the broad swath of labor market. It does tip the scales, if you will, more in favor of labor over capital, which as an employee, I won't complain about.
It just dawned on me that, I mean, mindset matters, right? You're the kind of person, Jeffrey, who doesn't quit. You don't ever give up, as is obvious by the fact that you swam across the English Channel, the Catalina Channel, and around the island of Manhattan. But I wonder if there's a generation of kids now that has just said, I can't. I have had enough. I can't keep up.
Yeah, or, you know, there are other options available. So I think one interesting data series worth taking a look at, you know, of late is new business applications. So one of the predictions, I think, pre-COVID was that, you know, capital wouldn't be available and then businesses, you know, would really suffer. But we've seen sort of a flourishing in new business applications through the COVID period and even after here. So it could be that the entrepreneurial spirit in the U.S. is alive and well. And instead of working for the firm, you know, people can branch out and start their own operations. So that can be a positive spin on this whole development. It's not necessarily a bad thing.
Also a great point. Jeffrey, I love having you on. Thanks so much for joining us. Jeff Cleveland there is the director and chief economist over at Payden & Riegel.